Okay, guys, so we are back with you again. I had to take a moment to use the bathroom. Today's podcast episode just kind of happened. We jumped right into episode 6, you guys. My father helped inspire episode... Oh, God.
The Tamir B2 podcast, reality podcast series, Lost in California. Episode 6, Halloween, Celebrating Evil, Laws and Morals, and Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay, so yeah, here we go. So my father helped inspire episode 6. So today for episode 6, I'm just really happy to say that you can't really plan your day. You can't really plan, you know, everything that you're going to do all the time. But what you can do is make the best decisions in order to make sure that you're, just getting through the moment that you're in, because living in the moment is really important in life. Sometimes we get lost, sometimes we forget that, but living in the moment is extremely important, and studying human history and understanding who we are as humans and our nature as humans is important if we want to fix or change the future. So if you see someone that might be utilizing something without moral in order to attack someone else, this is an example of who we are as a people, who we are as a country, and what Martin Luther King Jr. spoke about just before his death. And we have to make a change. We have to stop the patterns. We have to, you know, just that part right there. And we have to just, you know, stop being so negative. Oh my God, that's so nice. Stop being so negative. You know what I mean? I'm getting ready to go running. Right now I'm in an open space park. We picked up some trash. We spoke to our parents. And we just tinkled in our car. Tesla should create P-cups, because I think that should be a thing for Tesla. We'll talk about that later. thank you so much for listening. So in today's episode, you actually get a video version. I don't normally do this, but you get a video version. I put my chapstick on, so I just kind of felt that I look good on camera with the chapstick. If you're listening to this right now via audio, via the podcast, you will be able to access this a video version of this and see me talking to you as well. And so, yeah, there you go. Right now, we are going to go running. I'm trying to figure out if I should go to the bathroom and have another bowel movement or not, or pee, whatever. I just had to use my pee cup. Don't tell anyone about the pee cup. No, but your health is important. If you have to have multiple bowel movements or whatever, you go to the, whatever, you do that. That's your thing, okay? So right now I'm going to, there's another, I think it's a bag of trash. We're not gonna focus on that right now. We're not gonna focus on that, but what we can, I will point out that look, there's like plants growing like right here. I've not, like, since I've been coming running here, that's interesting. So this is growing right here. That's kind of cool. And they're happy. See, the plants are happy. They're like, oh my God, we're so happy we're growing. And there's another one over there. So when you pick up trash, people, your plants actually feel it. Okay. All you TikTokers out there who are posting videos on TikTok about trees and understanding and feeling stuff. No, they have emotions. They really do. I can't explain that right now, but, look at this. This is an examples, people. Examples. All right, there we go. So my dad just suggested that I continuously record and just keep recording and documenting everything that I do and just kind of go that way about it. We just had an awesome discussion. Haven't spoken to them in a while, actually. So it was really nice just to catch up today. I want to say a while for me has been like, I want to say 2 weeks or so. So I was really happy to talk to my dad and my mom. So they actually are in a good situation. And if you listen to any previous podcast episodes, I may have said something about my parents and just their situation, maybe not. But long story short, they were living the van life, sold their house, got all this money, and just kind of like enjoying life. And then they even traveled like all of the United States and whatnot. They did not actually make it to California, I don't think. And guys, I understand why. When I say I understand why. There you go. I don't know how to explain that, but I don't know, vibes, California, even like where I'm at right now, and just trying to understand people subconsciously and just researching people in that way in terms of their true intentions and just how they're and what they're doing and trying to match up morals and just a person's act, whatever. That's how I think. If you guys are interested in reading the book, or I have been working on a book, My dad just finished his book, actually. I learned that today. My dad's writing a book about, you know, hip hop and his experience in the music industry, and working with like a lot of like top, like, you know, big people in the industry, and just things that happened to him and his experience, because my dad has a background in music. I'm just that person. I grew up around that environment. I met Rita Marley when I was like 16 years old. 17, if you guys know Bob Marley, Rita Marley. So I met Rita Marley when I was like 16 or 17 at Universal Studios in Orlando. And it was actually kind of cool because, you know, I always look up to my dad. And it was just kind of awesome to see that he was able to produce something like that. He just called me up one day. He's like, "Hey, son, what are you doing?" I'm like, "I think I was getting out of school." And I think he picked me up directly from school. He asked me if I wanted to go to Universal. And then on the way there, he's like, "Oh, by the way, I'm gonna be dropping off a painting, because my father's an artist. He's a fine artist. My father does murals. He does like, you know, a lot of canvas work. You know, just that part right there. So, anyways, he did this piece for Rita Marley, and he picks me up after school. So we drive to Universal, and then we have to go in the back of Universal Studios. To where it was like this tunnel situation happening. And then I remember her popping up like in these like black, you know, she wears black shades. She loves these black shades. So she just pulls up with, you know, in the black suburban cars, whatever. And during the time, I'm really young. So I'm going through my gothic phase. If you guys ever see the picture, we did take a picture that day. So if you ever see that picture of like me, Rita Marley, I don't know if it's out there on the internet. If it is, yeah. I'll post it if it's not soon, but you can hit the subscribe button, subscribe to the podcast if you're interested in seeing that picture of me, my dad, and Rita Marley at Universal Studios, and just that whole situation happening. But yeah, it was really cool, and I was really just kind of happy to see that, you know, this world that my dad always talked about is something that he actually experienced, and just to see him in that way and to see him in his element was awesome. You know what I mean? I was like, "Oh wow, Dad, you're cool. This is a very big person. Let's go. Good, go you." So I was really cheering my dad on that day, and that was really a very, very, very big moment in my life. Right now, I think if you go to Universal Studios anywhere, Rita decided after she received that painting to put my dad's painting in the Universal Studios location to replicate her house, because she put it in her house. She was going back to Jamaica. She got to the house in Jamaica, she put it up on the wall, whatever. I guess the house looks like a replica of, you know, whatever, I don't know. So long story short, go there. His paintings are also in at the Universal Studios locations, and you should see replicas. And it'll be like a red, I don't know, I can't remember, I think it's a red picture with Bob Marley and like a red a silhouette of Bob Marley with a red background. Yes, anyway. So that's pretty cool. So those are like some things that my dad was able to do. And that's the person I just got off the phone with. And so we had a really good business meeting. He gave me a lot of great suggestions for California while I'm here, experiencing people, understanding things and whatnot. And comparing that to Florida and comparing that to New York, the mentality of people, how they think, where I'm at right now, the moment that I'm in, because your moments are important. Always stay in the moment. Be aware of your surroundings and just kind of always try to understand how to learn and grow as a human. If you see, you know, someone overlooking something that's supposed to be human, for example, do something about it. You don't have to get mad, but you can find your own way to affect that situation. If that's picking up trash, pick up trash with a good heart, pick up trash with happy, pick up trash with joy. You know, don't do it because you're trying to make a point. Do it because you actually know and you're thinking about the future, and you can visualize and see the future in your mind. You know, these things are important, and a lot of people have lost touch with their humanity because of that. And so this is why you have people that will go out and utilize anything that they can to attack people. And then we'll bring, you know, I'm going to connect that back to Martin Luther King Jr., even back to the time that he was alive, with our laws and just how those are set up. So people have a habit of, you know, in celebrating evil, whether it's on Halloween, or whether it's throughout their lives daily. It makes a person feel good to feel like they have a position of power and that they have a tool that they can, you know, to protect themselves and others. And I know this is a mental issue that I think we all should focus on. You know, how many people that do you know that may have taken a position of power really in order to protect themselves socially, or and you feel like, you know, that person actually made that decision for those reasons, but they, you know, show something else on the outside, you know? This is the mentality of a human being and what it means to be human. So, you know, never forget that. Stay in touch with your humanity. Always try to focus on the things that make you human. And when you don't focus on those things, you put yourself back in a situation where you're just doing, you know, you're just doing things without thought. If you want to see what the patterns of a, you know, cat is and what cats will do, study them. If you want to see the patterns of a turtle and what a turtle will do, study those turtles. If you want to study the humans and understand how they think, study those, you know, their behavior and their patterns over time, and then you will understand that by nature, humans lie, cheat, and steal in order to survive. And that is something that humans struggle with. Humans struggle with their thoughts and being able to control their thoughts. And this has just been the same thing over time. And so laws have been created in order to help humans in that way who struggle with their thoughts. So now since we got that out of the way, and we know that, then, you know, going back to morals and connecting things morally, humans have always struggled with understanding how to connect morals with right and wrong. And humans have always used this struggle with, and they have always been confused, and they've always used it as a way to survive socially. So, if that makes any sense, so it's like a pattern. If you want to just, you understand the pattern, you understand the person, you understand the mentality, you know exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it, right? So, you know, let's start the conversation there. Let's start focusing on mental health. Let's start focusing on ways we can prevent, you know, situations where our future laws are without morals. Let's start focusing on ways we can do that in our local communities by doing things, you know, as simple as picking up trash, you know, and let's just try to, you know, take a step forward and pay it forward in that way. You know what I mean? So if you see that someone, you know, might be doing something to someone else because of, you know, you have a right in your mind to say, hey, you know, I understood something that's not right in terms of our humanity. You're not supposed to be trying to find, and you know, something, whatever. I don't even want to go into details about that, but you guys know what your situations are, and you know how you can use the information that I've just shared with you today, and how to apply that information to your current situation. So utilize information that I've just provided to you you know, with your current situation, and try to understand and establish meaning with your thoughts, and try to become more conscious of your environment, things around you, because if you don't, then who you naturally are as a human will start to, you know, come out. Your humanity starts to show. If you want to see, you know, if someone is a type of person, you just put them in a situation where their humanity might show. That could be someone going to a certain place that doesn't go there all the time. That could be doing something really, really, really nice. If you want to see a person that does not like people doing nice things, do extremely nice things in front of that person. And if that makes them angry, then this is their humanity. This is an example of that. People have gravitated toward utilizing lifestyles, negative lifestyles, to protect themselves socially. So when they see someone happy, happiness and a lifestyle associated with happiness over time has been associated with masculinity and demasculizing another person. And so the more masculine you are in today's society, the more protection you have socially. And so this is where we get more into lifestyles, to where masculinity now has branched off into divisions of lifestyles that people have utilized it for in order to protect themselves socially. And so this is a subconscious mentality of being human. I'm gravitating toward, you know, gravitating toward, you know, things socially in order to protect yourself is automatically human. So someone might join a group of people to help figure out who they are, and then later on decide, well, hey, I am not comfortable with this group of people because, you know, morally, and we're going to go back to morals, things are not making sense or things are not logical, right? So this is the conscious person that's focusing on morals in their current moment and situation, who then has an awakening. So, you know, that's really important, right? So make sure that in your daily lives, you're always staying focused, you're always staying conscious, and you're always, you know, using the information that you have from people's actions in order to understand that person and not just listen to what they say. Not, you know, don't just do that. No. You want to truly understand someone and what they're doing and the things that, you know, and how they think. If they are a robber, if they're a thief, if they're someone that doesn't like a culture or race of people, you know, you can figure those things out by simply putting yourself or that person in a situation where they are tested with their, you know, understanding of something that you know is logical and it's not logical. So it would not be logical to utilize something in order to inflict harm against another person or harm against oneself, for example, right? So going back to Mr. King, actually, I'm going to dedicate this podcast to Mr. King for Halloween. And we're going to put that in the title. That way people can just kind of come back and listen to it and see how things, you know, went. I'm sorry, not see how things went, but just see, make that connection with Dr. King and some of the topics that we spoke about today and that we're speaking about in today's podcast. And so, yeah, there you go. I'm going to take you guys with me to the store and we're going to go use the bathroom and have a bowel movement. I've like paced around my car enough to understand that it's time to go. So you're getting ready to hear the car door open. So just give me one moment while I get inside. All right, so we are in the car now. We are going to the gas station that's like right down the street. Right? So, God, you can't even see. God, can you see me? Yeah, I was so happy to speak to my dad today. I haven't spoken to him in a while. He gave me a lot of great ideas for my companies and just kind of, he's always really good in that way, especially when I'm like lost trying to figure out what to do and just kind of trying to go, you know, figure out like a good direction to go when I'm confused about anything that I have to do with my companies. So thank you, Dad, for that. We're going to go to the store now and we're going to use the bathroom. And I'm going to try to keep you guys entertained with some... Yes, as I'm driving. Okay, so I have a Tesla, and Tesla doesn't have a way. Maybe they should. You can still see me. Okay. Tesla doesn't have a way to I just had to pee in a whole cup, right? To eat the whole cup. There are people at this park and it's hot as hell. This is how you know when people are just sitting doing things just to stare at you. Like I know, I've started to notice this. Like I've been getting more popular and just kind of, so I'll go to a place like an open space like right now and start feeling mad uncomfortable. Why? Because there'll be people there at the open space with full-on winter clothes where it's like 90 degrees hot outside, sitting under a tree like they are doing right now, staring at my car, walking around you guys. You know, the struggle is real out here. I'm actually thinking about creating a celebrity manual about how to become a celebrity, or I don't know, a manual, a celebrity manual. I don't know. Something. We need something, guys. Look at me. Okay. This is so good. It's C4. Teeth check. I just got my teeth fixed recently. Isn't that nice? Yay. Yeah, just keep those things in mind. It's in terms of what I spoke about earlier, it is time for us to break the pattern of becoming a celebrity, you know, in politics just to just to survive socially, right? Those times are over. It's time for us to get to the point to where we're actually doing things intentionally to help our society and to grow as a people, you know? So I have extreme anxiety. No, I'm just kidding. No, I actually do. But more so, my body is different. I actually smoke before I go work out. So I'm getting ready to literally smoke. You know, my body reacts differently. It causes me to like focus, and I'm like really more in my workout. So we're going to go do that. And right now I'm just rolling myself up a little more to smoky and wondering why there are people at this park with their clothes on, because I'm like, hey buddy, you're weird, get out, get away from me. I just don't like, I don't know, I pay attention. I'm really, 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 really aware of my surroundings. When I say aware, it's just really funny. Like, and not just that, I've been studying people. Like, I want to say my whole life, and I realize that I've been doing that recently. Recently is in the past, like, 3 to 5 years. I've been working on a book as well. It's called The History of Humanity. And so I'm going to talk about that probably later on in one of another later episode. But, it's just really interesting to see. Where is my envelope? It's just really interesting to see. Oh no. What is this? I don't know what this is or why it's wet. It's just the envelope I'm supposed to leave my room. It's all wet and stuff. I don't know why it's wet right now. That's weird. But my seat isn't wet. It's obviously weird. Yeah, my seat isn't wet at all. Yeah, I have this thing where I have to have bowel movements and stuff. Like, I have stomach issues. I have, you know what I mean? It runs in my family. My mother has it bad, actually, where she has to stop, like, and use the bathroom, like, several different times. So, you know. Love celebrating evil, and I strongly feel that way. Let me put some music on for you guys, because I feel like there needs to be music in the background. At least I'll put some there. Yeah, but yeah, laws and morals don't match up, people. And when laws and morals start not matching up a lot, that tells you that these people actually don't care about morals. These people just create laws and that they have nothing to, I mean, okay, yeah. They just, listen, that's how life is. That's the life that we live in. And these are the people that you're around every day, you know? You have to struggle with not understanding whether or not someone is doing something morally. It's nothing to do with a law anymore. If a person doesn't like you, they'll go and find anything, because that's a part of the nature of what it means to be human, right? So, part of the nature of, I don't know if you guys can hear me, but yeah, part of that nature of understanding what it means to be human is just looking at history and seeing what people have done over and over again for years, back and forth. You know, that part right there, the laws that they have used kill each other, and if they've been doing that over a period of time consistently, yes, and I can calculate and say yes, humans do that. This is a thing, and now you have to focus on the types of humans that do it and why. But at the same time, you know, you do have to look at moral and how moral plays a part in just understanding who you are as a human being. So, yes. Yes. Thank you. All right, so we're gonna go running in a little bit. We're gonna go running in a little bit. I just have to go to the store. I had a moment of silence, and I'm gonna put some music on just so you guys can have something to listen to. Let's see. I've been listening to Miss Marvel recently. So, there you go. We got Miss Marvel for you guys. So right now, while you're hearing me talk to you, I am on the way going. I'm sitting in my car. I just finished rolling up my little smoky. And I'm on the way going to a gas station down the street that I normally go to or whatever. And it looks like this because I have to put my car, I have to put my phone, let me show you. This is Tesla. I cleaned her out recently. And I have to put my phone right here because the GPS doesn't work. And on top of that, I don't have anywhere else to put you guys in this at this angle, so. We're gonna go to the bathroom and use the bathroom right now and see what happens. I decided to go ahead and make episode 5 the first video version of the podcast. And I hope you guys are enjoying this as much as I am. I really enjoy it myself. I enjoy listening to my music while I'm driving. I enjoy going for my run in the morning, and I enjoy having these conversations and just kind of, you know, and I'll try to talk as loud as I can just in case there's an issue with audio. There you go. You can hear me. Can you hear that music in the background? Are we balanced or no? Excuse me. So this is me. This is my authentic self, you guys. Welcome to episode 6 of the Tamir Bay 2 podcast. I am your host, Tamir Bay 2 or Tamir Bay the second, and you are watching Lost in California, the Tamir Bay 2 reality podcast series. It is nice to finally see you guys here in episode 6. We're on our way to the bathroom right now. I do apologize about the video earlier and whatnot. I'm trying to give you raw and authentic, guys. My authentic self. I forgot that I was holding the phone the wrong way. But here, we see each other now. I'm going to take you guys with me to the bathroom and back. You guys might even have to listen to music. I don't know. But we're going to go to the bathroom and back. We're going to try to do some bowel movements because it's important to have a healthy bowel movement before doing a workout. I strongly believe in that. So if you guys work out and it's something that you're trying to, focus on, there you go. Right now, it's a little after, what time is it? It's the afternoon. It's like around 2 or 3, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, Cali time. I'm in Cali. So let's go ahead and go. And from there. All right, so we gotta put our key card on our Tesla because it's not working. All right. Okay, we're ready. You have to put this little key thingy on the Tesla before the Tesla actually pulls off. I look good in the light, like my eyes. I have a special ability, you guys, of like staring at the sun. I don't know why. Like, I can still see. Yeah, it's like a special ability. I mean, I got some other special abilities too, but it's just one of them. It's weird. It's kind of something that I've been noticing more and more recently. This whole staring at the sun thing. And when I say I feel like a superhero, like, look at me now. I'm like directly in front of the sun. It doesn't hurt at all. I can see the shape of the sun. I start to see colors and stuff like that. And then I go and look at another person, and I can see all the colors around that person. It's super weird. We're gonna go to the bathroom now and make our way there, right? So yes, I am going to the bathroom, making my way there. We're doing big things in Hollywood. We're almost doing big things in Hollywood. At least I feel like I'm doing something big in Hollywood. So that's one thing I want to say. If you feel good about your life and like you're doing something big in your life, it doesn't matter. Be good, feel good, being you and doing the things that you enjoy. And that is all it requires in order to do greatness, okay? Greatness is inspired by people that believe in themselves. So you believe in yourself. I believe in you. We just went to a stop, a full-on stop. We're gonna keep going. So right now we're listening to still, it's Laura Cartman. We're still listening to the Marvel, or Mrs. Marvel, Mrs. Marvel podcast. We're listening to the Mrs. Marvel, album. If you guys are fans of Mrs. Marvel, I love Mrs. Marvel. I wish I could be in it. At least I fantasize about being in it when I'm watching it. Earlier, I saw one of the park and recreation guys. The reason why I'm mentioning that is because, even though this area is, like, you know, super, super nice, they still need a little help with getting a lot of the, you know, just area maintained better. I don't know how to explain that. There's a bag of trash that's been sitting on this same street for 3 weeks now. So for me to know, or if I want to know, if someone actually, no, not even 3 weeks, a month, 4 weeks, a month ago in September, it's not even been a whole month, or it's been a little, whatever, 2 weeks ago, a month ago, I don't know. There's a bag that is sitting over here on this street, and I've been trying to understand the mentality of the people in the area and just whatever, all that XYZ. It's still sitting there. And, there you go. Mentality of people. Just see if there's a bag sitting in a nice area or of trash, because you can clearly see it's a bag of trash. And see if people overlook it. See if those people have a good mentality about the area that they live in. And this will tell you a lot about how people think and just different things like that. So always focus on this, you guys. And definitely be aware of your surroundings and please help pick up your trash, because it'll show someone else that picking up trash is a great thing. And that's what we should be doing. We should be helping inspire others, okay? Yes, that's exactly what we should be doing. I'm trying to get to the bathroom because I can't run or work out if I don't have a bowel movement. And my stomach is feeling weird. I ate a lot of food last night and I'm supposed to be fasting, right? I'm supposed to be fasting. I actually fast all the time. It's just like right now, when I say I'm supposed to be fasting, I'm supposed to be focusing on my health and on just because I've been eating not so well. Traveling and like it's hard, so I can't cook and I can't eat what I normally eat. That is an excuse. There's no excuse for that, but yeah, whatever. I really wanted to find a way to eat healthier and in my life, and fasting is a way that I can do that, because it allows me to push all of like the bad stuff out and then get, you know what I mean? So that's another reason why I fast. It makes me feel good as well. It also boosts my energy and just thing, you know, it's an energy boost. So fasting is good for your health. I highly recommend it, by the way. It's a way to recharge your battery if you are looking for health options in order to increase your health. Yes. So I am pulling up to the store right now. Pulling up to the store right now, and there is a truck. There's a truck there. I actually have to find my teacup. Yeah, go to the bathroom right now. Get out of the car. God, this is so annoying. All right, I'm running in the bathroom because I have to like. It's locked? Oh god, so like right when I get to the gas station, you guys, I have to pee. And the guy is outside doing stuff. Now you understand me peeing on myself. It's like, I don't know. I can wait. So I have to walk now. I'm walking. There's a truck that's parked diagonal to my car. Look at that. So, like, that's my car. And that's this car right here. So, this car just, like, blocked me in the parking lot, and they're pointed directly at my car. No idea why. Thank you so much, sir. Oh my god. Just a second. gotta wait. I don't wanna be rude, so I need to come here and use the bathroom, but we'll go and get something else. We got 10 minutes to go until this episode is over. Let's try not to pee on ourselves. Okay. Happy day to everybody. I'm not celebrating Halloween or evil. So happy day. Happy today, you know, this is a dedicated to this day. But we're gonna take this day, we're gonna turn it into something positive, alright? So if you guys caught that bit earlier about Martin Luther King Jr., evil and different things like that, his favorite thing to say, just one cool thing about Mr. King, if you guys didn't know, was that he doesn't negotiate with evil, right? Which is kind of cool. So negotiating with evil is like, you know, it's a real thing. Negotiating with evil can be so many things in life, so just make sure you focused on that. That's why I'm walking around the store. So we're still walking. So we'll wait. So we're gonna go outside to our car. And just wait for the other customers to come out. And wonder why the ladies, so they have a couple people in there. We need to go to the bathroom. Yeah, people are weird and they listen. Halloween is an example of the fact that people like celebrating evil. So a person loves shiny things, for example, celebrities, diamonds, things like that. So an example of just evil is if a person, like I have a Tesla and I didn't know that my Tesla was a luxury vehicle until someone told me that Teslas were luxury vehicles. And I know that sounds weird, but I didn't know Tesla was a luxury vehicle until like a couple weeks ago when someone's like, oh, you have a luxury vehicle. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? So that's super cool. So yeah, we're just being patient, you know, that way we don't have to like get all up in people's feet and stuff and be like, hey, can I use the bathroom? So yes. Sir, do you mind if I use the restroom, please? Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, number two. We got number two, guys. Okay. So now we're in the bathroom. I'm gonna put you guys down for a second. All right, so I just finished using the bathroom. I actually stopped the video because I didn't want you guys to hear me all up in there. If you're just now joining me, I'm getting ready to go for a run. Today is a holiday where people celebrate bad things happening. Of whose name I will not mention. Happy day of celebrating bad things happening to people. If you're watching this video, yay. So I'm sorry, but that was really funny. I don't even know if I want anything. Everyone's playing like the lottery today for some reason. I don't know why. $1 million.
How many dollars on the card?
Boom, boom, boom. Go play the Cali lottery, you guys. If you're not interested with that. Alright, my stomach feels alright. I think I'm gonna go ahead and walk out the store. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Have a good day. I will be back to buy something. So we're gonna go back outside. Our stomach feels good. We're gonna get in our cars and we're gonna head back to the open space. Now you got my music all over again. Now you can half see me in your cameras. There you go. Should we get more or something else to drink? I don't know. I think it's the key. So, a ville, un peu dis in the Drascan. Okay, I'm gonna tell you guys what I was just thinking. No, I'm not gonna say that. It's funny, but I'm not gonna say it. Okay, so I have bought two of these, and I thought for a second that I was drinking pee. And not that I actually want to drink pee, but I peed in my other one and put it in the back, and I have this in the front, and I forgot that they were from two different places, and I took a sip and I was like, oh crap, this could be, and I was like, oh no, it's not, and then I took that sip and I'm like, that's what my thoughts were, just in case you guys are wondering what my thoughts were. So today is a good day. Thank you guys for being here with me. We are getting ready to pull out, and we're gonna go back to the open running space. So let's go ahead and do that and make that happen. Now, so I think I'm becoming like really popular. Did I say that earlier? I did. That car that was sitting diagonal to me, they're trying to pull out at the same time as me right now. And I don't know. I just feel like people follow me on purpose and do things. I feel like I understand now what a celebrity goes through, because I am becoming this thing that people have always called me. Thank you guys for that. Can't believe it. You said it about me. No. Let's go. I think I feel good though. We feel good. We're gonna go back. Sucky now. Yeah, I feel so bad for people who, like, you know, have issues do that. It's really just wrong. Listen to the earlier versions. Listen to what I said earlier. Scroll back. Go listen to some other podcast episodes if you get bored, because I know that's exactly what you want to do. And enjoy seeing me right now like this, because you get to see me for the first time on video, and you get a video version of me while listening and enjoying my beautiful voice while I'm making this reality podcast series. Which now has turned into a reality podcast show, a full-on show, because we have video, you guys. We got video. Yay. So, yes, there you go. All right, now I'm trying to pull off and head back to this open space area. I'm actually pulling out behind people. Pulling out behind the cars. And then going. My stomach is a little weird right now. So we're gonna go, probably end up going to the bathroom all over again in a little bit. But yes, yeah, we will go to the place to use the bathroom. It will be amazing for us, sis. That was my French accent. So yeah. How are you? Nice to meet you. Hope you guys are having a good day. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday and your Halloween. Halloween. I didn't want to say it the, you know, exact same way, because I feel like words evoke spirits and just connect it into a point. I don't want any spirits to hear me say that word. So happy Halloween. What a V. I did not say W V. Happy Halloween. To everybody. Halloween. Can we make Halloween a thing or no? We're not. My lips look good. Yes, my lips look good. Whoa. So, we're driving back to open space area now. I'm having a weird day. It's like euphoric. I don't know how to explain it. Yeah, I had a thought about security at the place I'm going to. I don't want to say they're racist, but I feel a little racism. That is the honest to God truth. I felt like either if it's not a racism, it's because of other reasons. Maybe the guy. I feel like when I come to this particular space now, people either A, come to be negative subconsciously, or B, they come to see who I am and my career. I don't know. What they could, so as I said, I'm getting more popular. Celebrity, oh my god. The President of the United States of America! Never mind. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. And I just like that wave, that thing. Did you guys see me wave just now? I was waving and doing my own thing. I stopped for a second. I did the wave. Let's go. Okay, we did our wave. I don't like parking next to people because I, you know, smoke before I go running, and I don't like to bother people. I don't like to bother people. So, I'm going to park over here. Good job. I don't even think they understood what I'm saying. Okay. Thoughts, just thinking to myself. I just thought about whether or not someone understood me and what I said because they don't speak that much English. But anyway, guys, I gotta go. You two have been watching me for a very long time doing absolutely nothing. No. I've been doing some great things. I had a great discussion with you guys earlier at the beginning of the video. Reality podcast series video for this episode 6. And so thank you so much for being here with me. I'm getting ready to get outside and go running and stuff. I really appreciate experiencing my life with you guys. And I'll see you soon. Yeah, there you go. Okay, ciao. Okay, guys. So I'm just now leaving the gym. And I decided to add a little bit of bonus footage for today's episode, episode 6. And the reason why is because, I'm sorry, I'm not leaving the gym. I'm leaving the open space area. I'm actually on my way to the gym. And I spent most of the day out there. I have a Charlie horse right now. And when I tell you my leg is in so much, it's my right leg, true. It's my driving leg. It's my good driving leg. I am in so much pain right now that I can't even, like, I can't do stuff. You know, I can't, like, do stuff. So, if you want to see the rest of this episode and how the rest of my day went, definitely go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Is this TikTok? Okay, wait. This is why you should subscribe to my YouTube channel and, like, literally subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have a Tesla. That's one reason. That's the first reason. No, I'm just kidding. But no, really subscribe to my YouTube channel because TikTok. This is the reason why I do what I do. So, like, oh my God, my keys. Let me not lock myself out because I'll do that. But no, so really, guys, I'm leaving. I go running in really nice areas just to make sure I can stay safe because of my career. And I'm walking like this because I just went running and, like, I have a Charlie horse. But so TikTok, listen, this is the reason why you should follow me. Not because I'm walking like this and have a Charlie horse, okay? Not because I'm in a, like, really nice neighborhood, like the Estates, actually. Not because I'm here. You shouldn't follow me because I'm in the Estates. You should follow me because I go to places like this, and this literally has been here since September 15th, a whole month. It's been here for longer than a month. So please subscribe to my channel. I will be recording moments where I clean up neighborhoods, just kind of do my own little thing in that way. So yeah, this is the reason why you should subscribe to me, because of this right here. You want to see more of this? You want to see more of me picking up some of that right there? Boom, 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 bow. Boom, boom, bow. We are helping save the community, people. That's why you should follow me, okay? I gotta go. And yeah, keep being good people out there. My name is Tamir, and you are watching me on TikTok. Oh, by the way, if you want to see the rest of this day and how it went and just this part, right, you know, yeah. Subscribe to me on YouTube and hit the follow button. All right, I'll see you guys soon. I gotta go and pick up the rest of this right here. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. Okay. All right. Oh my God, I just got cut. Dude, what is this? I know it's trash. The crazy part is, here is the crazy part. This is a whole bottle of lighter charcoal fluid sitting on the side of the street. Go forest fires. No one noticed that but me, and it's been there for a whole, since I've been in California. So we're gonna move this to a nice home that doesn't include the side of the sidewalk in a very nice neighborhood.
right? Okay. There we go. This is how the world thinks. All right? This is an example of that. If you guys are watching this right now, I love you. Thank you for looking at me because I'm awesome picking stuff up and really nice estates. Now, I'm not getting paid for this. I just get annoyed with seeing trash on the floor of my future neighborhood. You know? Wouldn't you want... Come on. Really? No, I'm getting to know what the neighborhood is like right now so I can know what to expect just in case I need to be on the HOA, if they have HOA, because I will be coming with footage, baby. I'm like, no, I researched the neighborhood for a whole year prior to moving here. I actually think I deserve a position on HOA, because because there's a lot of violations that I think that I can manage and oversee, you know what I mean? Yeah, you know, about that part. Okay, cool. I'll manage violations. No, we're not going to do that, guys. But for real. These are examples of how people think. This is the reason why people celebrate Halloween, because it's hard for people to think. It's so hard for people to think that it's even harder for them to think not about doing bad things, because the nature of what it means to be human is to resort to doing things to survive. Right? And so, unfortunately, bad things is a part of, you know, human. That's what humans struggle with, doing bad things, because it's a part of their nature. That's what they instinctually want to do to survive. So anything that might seem like a good survival tool for a human being, they will subconsciously do it to survive. And it will happen perpetually over years, you know. It's almost like fighting for civil rights and spending 100 years to get to civil rights, to finally realize that it took, once again, 100 years or whatever, just to get to that one point, right? And then you have situations where people just overlook trash. So it's not a coincidence that it takes a group of people, a whole society, so long to figure out morally what to do. It's a pattern that's been established throughout history that's continuously overlooked. It's like no one wants to focus on, hey, I'm human. Am I supposed to be doing these things? You know, it's we've become a unconscious society, right? I'm gonna pick up the last part of it and try to find some space in it in my car. And you know, this will make somebody happy. This will make, I guarantee, you know what? We're gonna do this right now. We're gonna throw this out in the universe, you guys. When you do something nice in your community, whenever, like, let's say it's picking up trash, pray that, you know, God, I pray that me picking up this trash and will make someone happy, and maybe it bothered someone that lived here, and I hope that, you know, that person could be having a sad day. Let's say someone's having a miserable day that lives in the community. Let's say seeing a bag on the floor triggered an emotional response to them in a negative way, because so many negative things were happening, and then they started focusing on their life, their lifestyle, and if they made good life choices. And then let's say those thoughts, you know, quickly spiral their thought process into the community in which they live, and if they made a good choice with the community, and then they start paying attention to really small things, that person could literally have a mental breakdown from literally seeing one bag of trash on the floor in their really nice community and tell themselves, wow, I made a bad choice, and for whatever it is that they might be going through that day. So this is why it's important that we work together as a community, you know, because we are human. This is how our minds work. You know, our minds work based on experiencing each other, right? So, you know, be mindful of what you do. That's how powerful your thoughts are. If you go to a community and you guys are looking for a home and you want to know if the people in that community have good minds, look and see if anyone in that community works together subconsciously to do things like collect trash or pick trash up. So I'll give you an example. There is a LA Fitness in a really nice neighborhood that I actually like going to. And the reason why is because one day I went to this LA Fitness and there was a man walking around the gym, picking up trash in the gym. And I'm like, wait a minute, what are you doing? I asked one of the members that worked there, and they was like, oh, he does this all the time. And I'm like, what do you mean he does this all the time? They said, well, he participates and he just kind of volunteers and picks up trash. Now, there's two things about that I want to focus on. The first part is that I went and, like, you got to rewind back.
I asked the worker who this man was that was cleaning up in their establishment, meaning they're supposed to be getting paid to do something. And I personally feel that this is the reason why this guy picks up trash, because he knows that people are so ignorant that they'll get paid to do something and then look at him as if he has a problem. But the problem is really them, because they become zombies in a very social way, trained subconsciously over time to not have morals socially. So morals is determining right from wrong and your connection to you being human and the right thing to do in society. And if you continuously overlook something that's could cause harm to the earth or to other people, then this is an example of the person that you are. So when it comes to choosing your areas, your spaces, your communities, the places that you put yourself in, always keep this in mind. No matter how shiny it might be, you don't want to be in an area, you know, just whatever. Just think about that for a moment. Let that sink in. Oh God. Oh gosh. Get back in the car. Car turns off. Okay, let's get back in the car. And now we're off to the gym. I don't even know if I'm gonna work out, to be honest. Like, I really feel like just going straight home. Like, for real, for real. Alright, let me figure out if I should be going straight home or not. Like, should we be going straight home? I don't even know. I'm bored. Bored. Sorry, I just had to hit a fly. I was on my windshield. Alright. I gotta go. Just hit the subscribe button and follow me or whatever. I'm weird. That's enough.
You are listening to the Tamir Beitou Podcast, reality podcast series, Lost in California.